TBEX this year, we learned a little bit about podcasting, and I think it might solve some of my blogging problems because basically I don't have enough time to write. But I have heaps of ideas, and I think that maybe recording them and putting them into podcast version might be a good idea. I've listened to a few podcasts now, and one of the things I'm noticing is that people tend to ramble on about a lot of stuff that's not important to anyone else, so I'm going to scrap that now and move on to my topic for today, which is a beautiful little word called serendipity. The reason I mentioned TBEX is because one of my friends ended up coming to TBEX. Her name's Amy, and you'll find her at The Hardy Traveller. I'll link that below. Amy and I briefly worked together when I lived in London last time, and we actually didn't even get to spend much time with each other. But we always kind of knew we just got each other. And we both ended up leaving that job at a PR company here and went our separate ways. And in fact, I went home and Amy went on to do other jobs. But we always stayed in touch, and she kindly always puts comments and things on the blog here or on Facebook, so I'm very grateful for that. But Amy always aspired to move into some of the things that I was doing, like travel blogging, and she's gone ahead and she's done that, and she's creating awesome businesses and doing really cool things, and I'm extremely proud of her. But she's pushing all that along, especially after making the move to come to TBEX with me and Cooper this year. Now, as I said, Amy and I hadn't had or spent very much time together, but at TBEX, we all got along like a house on fire. It was really, really lovely, and only about twice in my life have I ever had the experience where I finally got to spend time with someone and realize that we would have been really awesome friends had we had the opportunity to, you know, spend time together previously. Both situations, one with Amy and another lovely lady called Lisa, who's an artist in Vancouver. We've worked together but didn't have much time to socialise, and now unfortunately we live quite a long way away from each other, but the short amount of time we got to spend together, it was really like having not even a long lost friend but a long lost sister. And the same thing happened with my friend Lisa. So, you know, serendipity, it is a lovely thing, and it comes around at the most surprising times. But when you come across it, make sure you recognize it and be grateful for it and see where else that might take you. Explore the opportunities. I think that Amy and I are going to probably do heaps of cool things in the future, and Cooper as well. And we might even rope Amy's partner into our endeavours as well. So, serendipity, drop me a line in the comments below if you've had a beautiful example of coming back together with someone that you'd only ever brush past in the past, but thought there might be something more, and you were actually right. Have a great day, and find more here on travellivelearn.com.